There's a corner of the world where the game of basketball bonds yesterday, today, and tomorrow like nothing else can. If only because the game is the only thing still standing intact. From the ruins of what was once one country, now split into several. For centuries, the American West has been a symbol of freedom and opportunity. A land filled with natural resources and awe-inspiring beauty. But today, competing interests clash, sparking new conflicts that have reached a boiling point. Six lives, 6 months. The future of the West is on the line.
And we're underway from Philadelphia.
On that field in 2001, the cadets and midshipmen understood their commitment more clearly than ever before.
This is a game that's bigger than football.
If I had to end my career with one game, I'm glad I ended it with that game.
It was the last time Army beat Navy. A streak Army desperately hopes to end, and a stretch mirrored by our nation's longest conflict.
Chad Reed's win in Atlanta is vindication. After a snake-bit start to the season, he rode like the champion he was. This round in Atlanta proved to be a big one for Trey Kennard. His podium finish moves him from third to second in point standings. He's on the rise, edging closer to Dungy. One of them could well be the answer to the big burning question. Who's next?
A win over Army would be great, but to really get a perfect ending to this season, they're hoping for something a little bigger.